At the top of the news this evening, Pope Benedict XVI is celebrating the Mass of the Lord's Supper in Rome's Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran. We go now live to the Lateran Basilica.
Per questo, la gada pasquale era parte integrante del pasto a base di agnello. Il ricordo narrativo del fatto...
And that was the Holy Father who has arrived at the homily. The Gospels have just been proclaimed. That was from our live feed from Rome's Cathedral Basilica of St. John Lateran, where Pope Benedict XVI is celebrating the Missa in Cena Domini, the Mass of the Lord's Supper. We'll have a full report tomorrow at our morning broadcast at 8:30 a.m. Rome time. Earlier today, the Holy Father celebrated the traditional Chrism Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. Charles Collins reports.
Pope Benedict reminded priests gathered Thursday morning in St. Peter's Basilica that they are to put on Christ, saying their very vestments pointed to the fact that the priests act in the person of the other. Speaking during the Chrism Mass, in which the sacred oils of the Church are blessed and in which priests traditionally renew their promises to the bishop, Pope Benedict gave a lesson in sacramental theology.
Lo scrittore russo Leone Tolstoy narra in un piccolo racconto.
He began by quoting a story by the Russian author Leo Tolstoy, in which a peasant answered a king's question about the nature of God by exchanging clothes with him. Pope Benedict says that by becoming man, God has assumed that which was ours, so that we might receive what was his. Quoting St. Paul, he said, "When you were baptized in Christ, you were reclothed in Christ."
Questa teologia del battesimo ritorna in modo nuovo e con una nuova insistenza nell'ordinazione sacerdotale.
The Holy Father says this theology of baptism returns in a new way and with new insistence in priestly ordination. He reminded the priest that putting on vestments was accompanied by a prayer to understand the elements of the priesthood. He also said that the most important garment is the garment of love, and a person without love is decaying inside. After his homily, Pope Benedict blessed the three sacred oils, that of the catechumens, the sacred chrism used in confirmation, and the oil of the sick. These will be taken to all the parishes in the Diocese of Rome for liturgical use throughout the year. I'm Charles Collins.